The Tampa Bay area boasts some world-class performing arts venues, but you don't have to pay big-ticket prices to hear great music. Florida Matters producer Stephanie Colombini takes us to a restaurant in downtown St. Petersburg where jazz reigns every Monday night.
Welcome to the Hangar.
Mondays. Often considered one of the slowest days of the week in the food business, but there's barely an empty seat in the house at the Hangar Restaurant and Flight Lounge at Albert Whitted Airport this Monday. Diners are noshing on sandwiches, sipping wine, chatting with fellow patrons, and every few moments they pause to bop their head to a drum solo. Appreciate a talented singer. Or applaud whoever's next up on the rotating list of performers at the Monday Night Jazz Jam. The jam's hosted by the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association. They promote local jazz and provide college scholarships to students who wish to pursue music. It started as a monthly series back in 2010. The association's vice president, Betty Gregg, remembers negotiating with the Hangar's owner. He wanted to fill more seats on Mondays. They wanted a place to play.
We'll pay for the musicians. All you got to do is give them a meal. That was our deal. So he said, okay, I'll do that. So then it just went on and on like that. And finally he came to us and said, hey, I want jazz in here every Monday night.
There's no cover charge to watch the jam, and the crowds have grown over the years. Gregg says so has the range of musicians coming to show off their skills, or at least try to.
Some are very good, and some are not so good. But that's what a jam's all about, you know. Anybody can come, anybody can play or sing or do whatever they do best.
19-year-old Jonathan Kenny is a product of the jazz jam's judgment-free zone. The trumpet player laughs when he thinks about his first time getting up on stage, trying to hold his own with musicians two and three times his age.
When I first started, I played like every single wrong note possible in a solo, and the guy kind of pulled me over. He was like, yeah, that didn't go so well. So this is what you need to do. And he kind of showed me some songs, showed me how to read chord changes and everything.
And tonight, Kenny's rough start's all a thing of the past. That guy that gave Kenny some pointers, he's the host of the Monday Night Jazz Jam, fellow trumpet player Dwayne White. The longtime educator runs the scholarship committee for the Jazz Association. He says one of the best things about the jam is seeing young performers like Kenny come back after a tough gig and develop into better musicians.
You know, people say jazz is dying or jazz is dead. You hear people say that all the time. That couldn't be farther from the truth.
And it's not just amateurs who use the stage to hone their skills. Even the most talented musicians need to let loose and experiment every now and then.
We're going to feature Mr. John Lamb on this next tune.
John Lamb's a bassist who played in jazz legend Duke Ellington's band in the 60s. Lamb's revered by just about every person in the room, and yet the 84-year-old doesn't have that celebrity aura to him. Instead, he's more like a friendly uncle. Despite playing much bigger gigs than the one happening in the corner of the Hangar dining room, Lamb says he comes for the fun and to do what he loves most in life.
This is the kingdom of heaven, I said. I'm in the kingdom of heaven right now, and I have to wait.
That special connection between the musicians and the audience couldn't be more clear than during the finale. Everybody who performed that night grabs their instrument, gets in line, and starts parading around the restaurant, weaving through tables as customers dance and wave napkins for a rousing rendition of When the Saints Go Marching In. Fitting way to wrap up a night in what John Lamb calls the Kingdom of Heaven. For Florida Matters, I'm Stephanie Colombini.